Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. 4 shamefully ignored dementia, Alzheimer's causes. Fascinating new medical discoveries change the way how we can all prevent and treat dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Yet, both mainstream and alternative medical doctors are slow to implement these findings. Or they simply ignore them. Research published in 2016 was pointing out an infectious cause for Alzheimer's disease. And in 2018, new research singled out herpes viruses as one of the main culprits. Ample medical research and clinical evidence show that the following causes can trigger and maintain the downward spiral in the brain and might explain why the word incurable is accepted instead of Alzheimer's and dementia. Survivor I. Viruses II. Calcification E. Fungus IV. Mercury. Avoid daytime detox. Follow only a nighttime detoxification program. Alzheimer's protocol monthly packages save extra 15% I. Viruses play a central role. 4 recent studies should change the way dementia and Alzheimer's are prevented and cured. Strong evidence found that herpes viruses are involved in dementia and Alzheimer's. Postmortem analyses of the brain found a high level of herpes viruses in people with Alzheimer's. Acute herpes zoster infection puts people at 3x higher risk of dementia. Antiviral medication reduced the relative risk of dementia 10x. Did you find an antiviral focus in your brain protocol? This ignorance is a scandal and likely explains the low effectiveness of brain protocols. The combination of glutathione and the flavonoids, Flavin 7 Gold, the two most crucial natural virus killers, are the number one secret why our dementia and Alzheimer's protocol is so exceptional. References. Alzheimer's risk 10 times lower with herpes medication using glutathione and selenium to treat viral infections II. Calcification can't be ignored. Pineal gland calcification is seen in 2/3 of adults. Dementia and Alzheimer's patients have a higher level of calcification. Calcification leads to low melatonin levels, sleep disturbances, and low glutathione levels. Sleep disturbances are the first sign of the need to decalcify. With EDTA, the degree of pineal calcification was highest in Alzheimer's disease. Larger atherosclerotic calcification volume, when plaque builds up inside the arteries, is associated with worse cognitive performance. Also relates to smaller brain tissue volumes, and worse white matter microstructural integrity, whereas the decalcification aspect of brain protocols, best achieved by EDTA. When calcification is ignored, it leads to the growth of neurodevelopmental diseases. Decalcification with EDTA should play a vital role in an effective and honest brain protocol. Our professional strength EDTA in our brain protocol is the number 2 secret of its superior effectiveness. References. A radically new understanding of Alzheimer's disease causes and cures pineal calcification in Alzheimer's disease. An in vivo study using computed tomography atherosclerotic calcification relates to cognitive function and to brain changes on magnetic resonance imaging. Alzheimer's novel anti-biofilm protocol. Real causes, real results II. Fungal infection in 100% of Alzheimer's patients. A 2015 University of Madrid study was a game changer. Every Alzheimer's patient had a high level of fungus in the neurons while the controls had none. Alzheimer's progresses slowly, as do untreated fungal infections. Inflammation and an aroused immune system are hallmarks of both. Do fungi trigger Alzheimer's? Or does the disease allow the fungi to grow? We don't know it yet. How many brain protocols have antifungal aspects? Until the questions are settled, the best dementia and Alzheimer's should have antifungal components. Our brain protocol has a long list of antifungal ingredients, and we consider this the number 3 secret of its effectiveness. Reference. Different brain regions are infected with fungi in Alzheimer's disease IV. Mercury and other neurotoxins kickstart the downward spiral. Overnight detoxification is the key. Avoid daytime detox. It is well established that mercury, lead, and other toxins play an extensive role in the development of dementia, Alzheimer's, and other neurodegenerative conditions. Detoxification is a must, and it has to happen overnight. Unscrupulous, yet self-famous, detoxification experts falsely promote their daytime detoxification programs everywhere. And when ineffectiveness and adverse side effects signal their mistake, they conveniently look the other way. Even a child knows that the nighttime is reserved for detoxification and rebuilding. The circadian rhythm dictates the body to slow down and switch to a relaxed, parasympathetic system. A French study showed that when a toxin was given to research animals in the daytime, 100% were killed, whereas 100% survived in the overnight control group. There is a vast difference between detoxifying daytime versus nighttime. Yet another study showed the large differences between the toxicity of alcohol, based on the time of the day. When high level of alcohol, ethanol, was given to research animals, 82% died in the daytime but there was only a 6% mortality at night. A UK study firmly proved that the circadian rhythm controls the detoxification enzymes in the liver. They peak overnight in the dark. Which detox group would you pick? The one where 100% of animals died or the overnight group when none of them died? The one when 82% of heavily, drunken, animals died in the daytime or the one when, only, 6% died overnight? We strongly condemn all of the detoxification experts and specialists who mislead the people by pushing them into a daytime detoxification program, just for profit. There is no other credible reason why they keep their failed daytime detoxification programs going, only greed. References. Levy, F., et al. Circadian changes in mitoxantrone toxicity in mice. Relationship with plasma pharmacokinetics. International Journal of Cancer, Volume 59, Issue 4, the 15th of November 1994, pages 543-547. L.M. Vera et al. Ethanol toxicity differs depending on the time of day. PLOS 1. 2018, 13 1 E0190406. G. Carmona Antonianzas, M. Santi, H. Migo and L. M. Vera, 2017. Light and Clock Control of Genes Involved in Detoxification, Chronobiology International, 34-8, 1026-1041, doi, 10.1080-0742058.2017.1336172. If the listed four causes are not targeted in a brain protocol, the brain is not getting what it needs. We have only one brain. When it comes to brain health, cutting corners is not a smart choice. To your health. Dr. Thomas Genasi, Oridix.com. Brain Protocol, Monthly Packages, Save Extra 15%. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.